Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I am your host with the most, Ryan Ebner, alongside Joey Real Talk Catrano, Big J in the house.
Yeah,
that's right. Big J and BB Power Hour bringing you. It is International Podcast Day, guys. So happy International Podcast Day. Support your podcasts out there, whether it's the amateurs or professionals. They support them. You know, I mean, I listen to all sorts of podcasts. I listen to the Stone Cold shows. I listen to Jim Ross Report. I listen to all the different sport ones. I listen to Second Day Sports Chat, obviously. So welcome to the show. And we thought it would be fun to do a special podcast for today. It's going to be a little different than what we do usually.
A little mixture of everything along with a lot of bullshit.
Exactly.
So it's like a laid back, kind of just whatever the hell we want to do.
Right. This is going to be something a little different. Usually we're sitting here and we're either getting into a deep sports discussion or a video game discussion or a wrestling discussion or anything. Today we're going to mix it all together in a little bit of a grab bag, and we're going to give you some of our top five lists along with some other questions. It'll be a little bit of a fun show. Let's get to the list first. One of the questions we have, your top five games of all video games of all time, Joey.
My top five are pretty much literally the same two games, back to back to back. But for my number one, I think I have to give it to BioShock, the original. And then I think I'm going to have to put BioShock 3.
Yeah, everyone's really high on that game.
Yeah, then I think we have to put BioShock 2. I mean, BioShock was my favorite game ever, like the number one game I've ever played. And it's definitely, after that, the other amazing game, Far Cry 4. And then, I mean, no, Far Cry 3, then 4.
Okay.
I mean, that's my top five. It's pretty much the same exact game.
I'm shocked you have WoW on there.
I mean, I love that game, but for story and, like, the intensity and, like, horror, and, like, you're just terrified.
Yeah.
I mean, these games blow World of Warcraft out of the water, really.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I mean, I was a little surprised. I really thought you did. Mine?
Well, I mean, if we were doing, like, a different... I don't know. These are my top five all around.
Yeah.
But if it's top five, something else.
Right.
Then, yeah.
All right. Mine are Halo 2.
Okay.
Crash Team Racing.
Yes.
Smash Bros. WWE Here Comes the Pain. And Halo 3.
Nice.
The Crash Team Racing, I could still play it. I think I have it on my PS3, actually. I can literally pick that up and just still play it.
Oh, yeah.
It's so fun. I love that game. And Halo 2 I threw in there because, I mean, that's my favorite Halo of the whole series.
I mean, you could argue that's what brought the 360 to life.
Yep.
Because that's the only reason they ever made a new console.
Was Halo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Halo 3, I think why it's even on my list is just because it revolutionized how Halo does online. You know, and with Forge and things like that.
And that one, you could argue that was the last good Halo game.
Yep, you could. Before they started messing with it and stuff. And Smash Bros., I just love playing Smash Bros. I can play that for days. No, I don't care what version it is. I can play any version. I even played the Wii
Brawl
version. Yeah, I played them all. Those games are awesome. And Here Comes the Pain. That is my favorite wrestling game of all time. I think it was just because it was different than the other ones, and it was for the PS2, and it was there was more to it than there used to be. So I don't know. I've always loved that game. Top five shooters.
My first two are pretty much the ones from the top. I got to give it to BioShock 3 just from all the different elements you could do, and you have your different powers and badass guns, and you could use your little helper that you got, and there's just so many different ways that you could blow up stuff and move around and just shoot people that, you know, that one was, it was very cool with everything that you could do with it. The second one, I mean, it's going to be Far Cry 4. Because of all the different weapons and all the different tactics. And there are sometimes I just use the bow and arrow to go through a whole mission. And I just love just learning how to aim the bow and just hit someone in the head.
Yeah.
And you drag their body out. And
yeah.
Just like even that, the tactics that you could do that they put in was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Then I give you the Call of Duty series.
The whole series?
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole shooter franchise is the only reason shooters are still a thing, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the main shooters. They're the ones who, you know, are the foreground for, I mean, not really the foreground, but they're like the
big. They took it into a big thing than where it was. I mean, there was always Halo and Some of these other shooter games are like the, you know, the SOCOMs and all that, but it wasn't nearly where it took it when Call of Duty really, well, 4, I think, where you can make the argument because of online play and everything else that happened. It just took it.
That's what the competitive came in. I mean, first-person shooter, it's Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to argue with not to be up there.
Yeah, I mean, even some of the versions they've released lately that you're not a fan of, I mean, but still, Call of Duty, I mean,
it's still a good
they
evolutionized
shooters.
The one thing I do like and don't like, I've talked this on, you know, our gaming podcast that we do here, and Call of Duty is a game you can just pick up and play.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't played it since, Black Ops 2?
Yeah.
I could probably pick up this newest one, or Black Ops 3, which I'm probably going to, and I could probably pick it up and go right.
I mean, that's what I did. I haven't played in forever. Maybe I played a game here or there of Advanced Warfare or Ghost, but like it was like once, maybe for a round. And then I played the beta for 3, and I was like, you know what? I think I'm back in it. I think I'm back in that Call of Duty mood again. And it took a long time because I think, you know, Black Ops 1 and 2 I liked, but I didn't get as into them as I did with like Modern Warfare, you know, Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare 2, and even at
World at War.
I think it was after Modern Warfare 2 is kind of where I started to kind of drift off a little bit and not play them as much. But I feel like finally, like when I played the beta, I was like, you know, it's kind of got me back in the feeling of Call of Duty again.
Yeah, I feel like it's doable. My next one, another franchise, it's got to be Halo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you can't compare it to Call of Duty, but you have to actually work for your kill a little bit more in Halo because you got the shields that you got to get down, then you got to finish them.
Yeah.
So I like that where it's just not a
bang,
a sniper shot to the chest and your grenade, or you have to, you know, empty a clip out on someone and then maybe beat them down to finish them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do like that. Even all around, how you could do dual wielding and you got your heavy weapon
and the energy
sword. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot you could do in it. I like it. And then rounding out here, I think I'm going to give it to Destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because I've been playing it.
But that's also another game that's really now it's revolutionizing games.
Yeah, and actually now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, I don't know why I didn't put Battlefield in here.
Oh, I don't worry. I covered you.
Okay, good, because I'm like, I love Battlefield.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's just because I've been playing Destiny so much lately
with
the new expansion that, I mean, I love shooting.
Yeah.
And Destiny is amazing. But yeah, I mean, I'm going to make a 6 here. I'm going to force it in there. Battlefield, literally anything is a destructible environment, the way the bullet drops, and it's way more realistic.
No, Battlefield 4 when the buildings fall, I mean.
Yeah, you could knock down a freaking skyscraper and kill people.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that one's definitely on there.
My list, I didn't go in the franchises. I could have, though, because I forgot really what this list was. My number one of all time is Call of Duty 4, because that, for me, was the shooter that got me hooked on shooter games and why I enjoyed them so much. I liked Halo a lot. Halo 2 to me, it was just, I love Halo 2. But Call of Duty 4, I think what you touched upon, the competitiveness that it started and clan started forming. And, you know,
there was no party chat.
There was no party chat.
Little kids crying.
Right. And it was like grown ass men fucking just talking shit. And it was great. And, you know, how old were we? Was it eighth grade, maybe freshman year?
I think it was younger than that. We were pretty young because...
Because I think it was almost around high school because McLaughlin's right when that's when we met McLaughlin.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was way longer than that.
I think it was right around that time.
Huh.
Crazy. My 2 is Battlefield 4 because, again, the skyscraper element. And I think Battlefield always, you know, does subtle things and it changes their games. And Battlefield 4 was just... outstanding. The destructible environments for all those games are great, but I just love the feel of Battlefield 4. I like the weaponry. I just really enjoyed that game a lot. Number 3, Halo 2, because that is my favorite Halo of all time. I mean, that's when dual wielding came out, and it just Blood Gulch, and it's so good. I love that game so much, and I wish they can get back somewhat to how that was. 4, I'm gonna put Gears in there. Because really enjoy the first one. I think they dumbed it down a little bit in the second one when it came to sniping and things like that. But the first one was so fun, like just to go online. I remember I used to go online with Jack and Raheem, and we try to Superman each other with the snipers for like hours.
Yeah.
And it's so fun to do. And the chainsaw element, All those modes are really cool. And then my last one, Halo 3, because it took whatever you liked from Halo 2, it took it, and then they tried to put it on a much bigger scale, you know, and then they added Forge, they did all these things, and that game is just really fun. It was before they dumbed it down with all the abilities and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I like that game so much. So let's do top five video game characters.
You can go first on this one.
Crash Bandicoot. Because nice. He will for always be my favorite video game, one of my favorite video games, and one of my favorite characters.
It's weird because he never talks.
I know.
He's a voiceless character.
But he's so cool.
But he has so much personality.
Right. That's it's good. So cool. Master Chief, that's my number two. That's my favorite. He's just the ultimate badass for me. How he survived all these things and his story. And I think it gets even better once you get when you get to three and then you move on to four and now five coming out. His stories just get like, just scratch the surface of his story. And I love Master Chief a lot. Number three, Mario, because Mario revolutionized video games, like for Nintendo in general. I mean, he just took it and just boom, and he blew up, and now you see Mario everywhere. Number four, Donkey Kong. Mario.
Voiceless,
Master Chief talks.
Yeah.
Later. Mario. Donkey Kong for me is because, I mean, I put Mario ahead of him because I think he changed video gaming in a way. Like, he really
put platforming.
Right. But Donkey Kong is my favorite Nintendo character of all time. I've always liked him. I love Donkey Kong Country. I love all those. And my last one, Captain Price, because it's the ultimate badass from the Call of Duty series.
Yeah. I knew we were going to have a couple, and we have the Master Chief and Captain Price, right?
That's what's up.
Fun story. We came up with a theory. Same exact fucking person.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. We were talking one day, and we're like, what if at the end of the Halo series, Master Chief takes off his helmet, and it shows you his face, and it's Captain Price, and your brain just boom.
I forget what we did. We broke it down, but it all made sense.
It did. It really did.
It's Captain Price. It never shows you. It never shows him dying.
Yeah.
And he just kind of goes away. Think he got frozen, became the Master Chief.
Yeah.
The fucking badass because he's doing the same shit.
Yep. And they're so similar.
Yeah, so I have those two on my list. But I put my number one is Vaas from Far Cry 3.
And you love Far Cry.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys played Far Cry, especially the third one, when you see this character, he's just so fucked up. His character, the way that that Ubisoft created this guy,
mm-hmm.
and the voice actor, holy shit, amazing, amazing person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the guy, they look identical because that's what they based it off of.
That's kind of Grand Theft Auto did that too.
Yeah, his mind is so fucked up where he laughs while he's shooting, like, while he's executing people. He'll execute them and then bring out a pig roast and start eating while the bodies are decaying in front of them. And it'll be like, you see what happens? You see, this is what I put up on a daily basis. These assholes come in, I have to kill them, and then I have to eat in front of them. I feel rude, I can't offer them food, they can't eat. He's just so fucked up with the way he talks, and he's definitely the greatest character probably ever created. So he's definitely my number one, and then I'll probably give it to the Master Chief and Captain Price. And I'm going to go with Kratos from God of War.
Oh, good one, yeah.
Because when you play the God of War series, you see this guy whose family got killed by the gods, and he's so pissed off, and he wants to take out his anger because the gods, well, he didn't get killed by the gods, but they didn't help him. You know, it's mythology,
yeah.
Greek, and, you know, I love Greek mythology. It's like my favorite thing in the world, really. And so he gets so angry that he wants to kill the gods, and he gets this power to kill them, and just the way you go through the game, and you just see the anger every time you just rip someone's head off.
Yeah.
And you're fighting the demons, and you fight the actual God of War. And
yeah, it's cool.
You know, the way you go through, and his character just progresses. It's just amazing the way they did it. And I'm going to go old school, too, and I'm going to go with Ratchet & Clank.
Oh, love them. Jack and Daxter's up there,
too. I was thinking about them, too, but I love Ratchet & Clank.
Yeah, you do.
Their character is amazing. I mean, it's just random.
It's so good that and I think that's another thing with them and Jack and Daxter is that the partnership between the two just is so cohesive between them.
Yeah, you can't have
works
one
perfectly.
Without the other.
Yeah, perfect balance. If I had to throw a sixth one in there, and I thought about this when you brought up Ubisoft, it'd be Ezio. because I loved his version.
More than the other assassin.
Yeah, he's my favorite assassin thus far. I haven't played the new. I haven't had the new one yet.
It is Italian.
Could be. I think it's because they put so much emphasis on him. Like, you had multiple games with him.
Yeah.
I think that could be a big thing too. And he just really, really cool. I liked him. Mm-hmm. Top five wrestlers of all time.
Ooh, change it up on me. I gotta flip my page over here.
I will go with Triple H because that is the reason. Him and my number two, Stone Cold, they're the reasons I started watching wrestling. Besides, like, watching it, you know, when my dad, but that's what really hooked me from the 96 on, when I was able to just watch it on my own. And that was it. You know, I loved the character. The Stone Cold character, once it became Stone Cold Steve Austin, there will never be a greater draw when it comes to wrestling, getting money and merchandise. And John Cena's great. Don't get me wrong. And when it comes to that, but Stone Cold just shits on everyone because he summed up what America was doing and what America was about at that time. It was about attitude. So those two are there. The Rock three, because there's not many, and him and my four, Randy Savage, I put them where they're at because I think they're the best promos ever in wrestling. Like, they're talking, no one's ever gone toe-to-toe with them. I mean, they're just outstanding. I really like CM Punk, too. He's not on my list. And my last one, my five, just because I wanted to add somebody who's current, I put Seth Rollins.
Okay.
I like Seth because I think he plays a really good weasel dickhead heel, but he's also really fun to watch in the ring. And when he wrestled back-to-back at Night of Champions, Cena and then Sting, that put him right, skyrocketed him into my top five because that takes a lot of skill to be able to do that. Yeah, I did because of that. Because you have to go back-to-back matches working two wrestlers that are very different styles, and he did it. And he put on great matches back-to-back, and he's been outstanding thus far.
Nice. We have a couple of the same. I'm going old school from when I watched wrestling, mm-hmm. like, all the time as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, The Rock obviously was the main guy, mm-hmm. and Jabronis, and
I mean, SmackDown Hotel.
Yeah, I mean, he, great guy. And I always played him in the games. I think it was, 97 or 98 wrestling?
Yeah.
WWF.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the old school shit.
WWF, Just Bring It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mankind.
You love Mankind.
I love Mankind.
Mick Foley is your dude.
Because he just does so much shit, and he doesn't give a fuck.
Like when he fell off the cell.
Yeah, he jumped off the freaking cell, or the cage match, just jumped off onto a table.
Yeah.
Like, dude, holy shit. He broke his back, broke so many bones.
When he took those chair shots from The Rock.
Yeah,
that
got a concussion, almost killed himself multiple times.
I know.
Like, he was, like, the wrestler that just gave zero fucks about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, safety was not even on his list. So, I mean, I love the guy. And plus, he plays so many different roles.
He did.
And this one, I gave it to the Hardy Brothers.
Oh, the Hardy
I
Boys.
I love them, especially Jeff. I
think Jeff, to me, has always stood out more.
Yeah, I have Jeff here, but I'm putting both of them.
Yeah.
Just all the stunts that they do, I think it goes along with Mankind. They just go above and beyond.
If you think about it, the Hardy Boys, along with Edge and Christian, the Dudley Boys, changed tag team wrestling.
Yeah,
they took
traditional.
It, right, like the TLC matches they created together. Oh, my God. I mean, those are just some of the most – if you have time and you have the network, which you should if you're a wrestling fan, go watch those. Watch the original TLC matches because, my God, like what those six men do to their bodies is just insane.
Yeah, that's why I have all these guys here because it's the old school wrestling that was just – like they're the original high flyers.
Yes.
And jumpers, and I mean, it's amazing to watch them. I think I'm going to switch up my last two that I have on here now. I think I'm going to go with Kane and Undertaker when they were the brothers.
Yeah, Brothers of Destruction.
That was always like my favorite part. It's when they both came out. It's like, shit, you got the Demon, and then you got the Undertaker. There's like one, and you know, they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And then at the end, I think I'm going to keep with Big Show. I think he's a big motherfucker. And
it's
he's just
a big
massive.
Flow.
Like the old school guy.
Oh.
All these guys here, these are the old ones.
Okay.
I'm not going with current. Like, well, I mean, are we doing? No, you didn't say current all time.
No, I said all time. I just threw a current guy in there.
Yeah, so I'm going from like maybe 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
All back in their primes.
Right, yeah.
The young guys, like all these guys, like Big Show back in the day.
You know who I had a hard time and I really wanted to fit him in there and he'd probably be my sixth? Is probably Brock Lesnar.
I was really thinking about him.
Like, he brings legitimacy when he walks in the ring.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know if he's just wrestling or like he's just really hurting somebody.
Yeah.
If you had to pick a current wrestler that you would like, who is it?
I would definitely pick Brock Lesnar.
He's a stud. He's a beast. Oh, my God. I love Brock Lesnar. Let's go NFL players currently, top five. I'll start. Adrian Peterson, because he's just the greatest running back that I've had the ability to – not his parenting skills. The way he plays the running back position, it's probably the greatest running back that I've personally been able to watch in my lifetime. So I would pick AP. Second, Dez Bryant, because throw up the X. That's my boy. Three, Jay Cutty, because I love Jay Cutler. And
Cutty we trust.
And Cutty we trust. Four, Blake Bortles. I really like Blake. I like how I think he's stepping up his game. And five, Big Ben, because I've always loved Big Ben. I love the number seven. I love the quarterback position. And he plays it with such a toughness. And that's what I like about him.
All right. My number one is Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. I feel like I don't really need to explain that one. I mean, I get it. he's my guy. Tom Brady.
Tommy terrific.
Second guy. I mean, I got to put him up
second
there.
Second team, second guy.
I mean, both amazing quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. I mean, both extremely deadly. And you could probably argue, but I mean, you could easily argue top quarterbacks ever.
Oh, between the two of them.
Yeah, between the two. I mean, you could interchange them any way you go.
Mm-hmm.
You say at home, Aaron Rodgers all day.
Yep.
You say all time, Tom Brady all day.
Yeah, it's really close.
So, I mean, two amazing quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go with Cam Newton. I'm going to stick with three quarterbacks here. Cam Newton, just for the fact that...
Second hometown, third player.
You see where I'm going in this. I mean, I'm doing Cam for on and off the field.
Oh, yeah, he's been really great off the field.
Amazing guy off the field, like we talked about yesterday. He surprised a girl who is starting chemo for, I think she has leukemia or something, and surprised her at the hospital for her first day.
Oh, yeah,
and
said,
we're doing this together now. And, you know, it's just amazing what he does, and he's all about the children.
Yeah.
Like, he said that's the only reason he plays.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, amazing guy. And
yeah, he really is an all-around.
He's great, and he's Superman. He freaking flips into the end zone. He don't give a shit.
That's true.
And I'm going to give it to the Predator, Clay Matthews. He's a devastating guy. He's quick. He's fast. He'll get to you. I mean, he's a Predator. I really like him. Yeah, and then this is where I kind of settled. I just went with Jordy Nelson.
You like bad knees?
I really try to get away from... the Packers side.
Yeah.
But it was kind of hard to because it was current. But yeah, Jordy Nelson, I mean, young guy, great guy, even on and off the field.
Yeah, he is. I like it. NBA players all time. I'll let you start.
NBA players all time. Okay. I'm going to go with Michael Jordan.
That's mine as well.
Yeah, I figured.
Oh, he's the man.
I'm going to give it to LeBron James.
That's
my second.
Two in a row, dude.
Now, this will be interesting. Scottie Pippen.
No.
Okay. I like Scotty.
I got it. No, not on mine.
I really like Blake Griffin.
He's not on mine either.
He's my guy. Like, I love Blake Griffin.
He's like his dunks?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, he throws some nasty dunks.
And then I got to give it to Kobe.
He's on my list.
Yeah? Yeah, I still got three.
So that, wait.
Yeah, Kobe.
You got one. Oh, no, that's your five, yeah.
Yep.
I've got Jordan, LeBron, Kobe, Kevin Durant, because he's lethal. But he's lethal in a weird way. Like, he's like, I've never seen somebody, well, maybe I have, but in a recent time, where like, he is a big guy. He's really tall. But he extends the floor so much. He can shoot so far away, kind of like Steph Curry. But at the same time, Steph Curry's not going to really kill you inside as much as KD can kill you.
So. Right.
And then I got to give it to a bull somewhere else. I'm going to go Jimmy Buckets.
I was thinking about
him. He plays the position. He plays the game the way it should be played. He's healthy. I think he's the real leader of the Chicago Bulls team. It's not D. Rose. I like Jimmy Buckets. Marquette Pride. It was between him and Dwayne Wade. It was really close.
Okay.
So let's do – well, I guess we'll stick with sports. Let's do top five jerseys you don't own but would like to own for all sports.
I would like a Michael Jordan. I mean, I kind of took him off the top. Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Okay.
I think those would be badass jerseys. Mm-hmm. Especially I think I would like Pippen more because you don't see Pippen jerseys
That's
anywhere.
true.
That'd be
True.
badass. You see Jordan.
Yeah.
But I would really like to have a Pippen. That's a Pippen. I'd like to have a Seabrook. I've been wanting
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah, you have wanted a Seabrook.
I think I would actually like to go old school here and get a Joe Maddon shirt or a jersey.
Oh.
I think that would be badass to have.
Okay.
And a Tom Brady one.
I got you. I got you. I understand. You love Tom. I
yeah.
have Dez Bryant,
yeah.
Adrian Peterson, Chris Bryant of the Cubs, but as his all-star jersey. I'm
okay.
not getting a Cubs jersey. Carlos Rodon of the White Sox. And I'd be really torn on this last one. I have Mike Trout. I really want a Mike Trout jersey, but I also really want a Kyle Long jersey.
Yeah.
I think that's the only Bears player I'd be worth getting at this point. I like him. I like he's a pretty cool guy.
Jared Allen?
No, don't even want. Don't want him. He's gone. Top five bands. This will be interesting.
Would be. All right, I'll go first.
Yeah.
I got AC/DC. That's my band. I love literally every single song they've ever made. Rob Zombie, also a gigantic fan.
I'd say you love Rob Zombie.
I mean, from Twisted Metal, that's the reason I got into, like, that's the real reason I got, like, hardcore into rock and roll, is from listening to the soundtrack of Twisted Metal. I'm like, damn, this is badass. Looked it up, found out Rob Zombie does everything with Twisted Metal.
Yeah.
So I listened more and more to Rob Zombie. Like, dang, this is cool. Just about 4 came out, and you actually have Rob Zombie.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like, dude, this is amazing. And you find out all the sounds are actually in the song Dragula.
Yeah.
You know, the that's all
yeah.
special. And I mean, that you know, that Twist the Metal and Rob Zombie
hand
go
in
hand.
Hand
in hand.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he's definitely on there for number 2. 3 Days Grace.
Ooh, throwing a little curveball at me. I like
yeah,
them, too.
Yeah,
they got a new singer.
I know. I like him.
Yeah, he's from My Darkest Days. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Porn Star Dancer.
Yeah, I like the, kind of the more the hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love rock and roll.
They're a good hard rock band. They're from Canada. I see a
yeah.
lot of bands are from Canada.
A ton.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, which is fine. They play good.
Yeah, they do.
And then I think if you give it to Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean.
It took us a while, but we finally have someone on our list.
Yeah, and then Avenged Sevenfold.
So we have two on our list.
Okay.
Very nice.
I'm really surprised you put it. I knew Metallica was coming. I was surprised with Avenged Sevenfold.
Avenged Sevenfold, I've seen them a couple times now, and I think it's one of my favorite shows to see. They are awesome. I love almost all their albums. I like to listen to their music when I'm in the gym. Really gets me pumped. But my list goes Metallica number one because I love Metallica. I just really don't like Saint Anger, but besides that, I do like the other albums. Godsmack's number two
yeah.
because that is a band that really besides the Oracle album, I like basically all their music. They're really good, and they have great live, seen them multiple times. Three Journey, really like
really?
Journey. Yeah, because the
wow.
Journey is kind of a thing where it's like, I mean, I have a lot of hard rock on my list, but Journey kind of, you know, it's like that 80s, 70s rock,
yeah,
and it's
that's
really
a
cool.
Because all mine are pretty like hardcore
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
like,
mine's
Journey, you're like, what?
Yeah, Don't Stop Believing, Separate Ways.
Yeah, no, wait.
That's Bon Jovi.
Yeah,
ooh, they almost made it. But, like, Ask the Lonely, Wheel in the Sky. I like
yeah.
all that stuff. Four is Avenged Sevenfold. Like I said, they kick ass. I'm Shadows. Sinister Gates' dad is a guitar guy for Jeff Dunham, so that's pretty cool. And then my 5 is Nickelback. A lot of people
hated
might
band.
Hate me now
yeah.
Because of that, because they're the most hated band in America, but I think
no,
they
I think
put
it's
on
the world.
Oh, yeah, it's the world. Yeah, they're kick ass, though. Like, me and Dan always talk about that. Like, I don't know why people don't like them. I like them. It's
I think
really
it's
cool.
mainly the Europeans. Like, all, like,
no, it's been in America,
Europe.
Though. It's
really? I thought it was in Europe.
Oh, maybe.
Despise Nickelback.
Maybe, but in America, they ranked number one a few years ago.
If it's America, then Europe loves them.
Europe loves them. I think Europe loves them. Isn't that crazy, though?
Yeah.
I like them.
I know. I do too.
We did the jerseys. So, last top five Halloween candies. I know you said candies because you give out anything, but I'm saying Halloween because it's about to be October.
Honestly, fuck that.
Isn't that crazy? It's about to be October.
Way too quick.
I know.
So you go ahead.
100 grand because those are delicious. Milky Ways, sweet tarts,
ooh, yep.
Milk Duds, and you'll know this because of our neighborhood, the big ass candy bars.
Dude. You see my number one, king size anything.
Yeah,
yeah, like
in our
the
neighborhood,
king size to anything. There's like,
The whole cul-de-sac did it. Yeah.
There's nothing but king size fucking bars everywhere.
It was so cool. I love
best people in the world.
Yes.
That's the
shout
one.
Out to you guys.
Yeah. King size anything.
Yeah.
That's number one. Then I gave it to the Hershey marshmallows.
Ooh.
You know, they got the chocolate and they got that marshmallow in the middle. Oh, I love that. Reese's Cup. I mean,
good stuff.
Amazing candy. M&M's.
Mm.
Everybody throws them out. I love M&M's.
Melt in your mouth, not in your hand, homie.
Yeah. And everybody gives them out your little fun size and you just add them up.
Yeah.
And then I have sweet tarts too. I love sweet tarts.
Good. So good. That's our top five list. I think that was pretty fun. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Now let's do – we got some time. Let's do these questions that we kind of went over before we started just so we had a feel of it. But these are like would you rather questions. I feel like this is like questions you ask somebody on a date, but whatever. We can do this.
No, we're on a date. It's okay.
Yeah, all right. Would you rather watch Star Wars or Star Trek?
Well, I'm more of a Star Wars fan.
As am I.
Yeah,
I love Star Wars. I can't wait for the new movie. Read on a Kindle or a paperback book?
I think I would like a book.
I like books more too, though, actually. Like, I've never been able to get really big into the e-books yet. I just haven't been able to do it. I really like having that copy in my hand.
Yeah, plus the phone strains your eyes. And...
Go to a play or a musical? I would say musical because things like Wicked or Phantom of the Opera.
Cats.
I never saw Cats. My dad and my sister like Cats. But, like, yeah, like that. I like those a lot.
See, I think I would like a play.
Shakespeare?
Yeah, I'm thinking of, like, Hamlet and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Go to a theater or a movie?
I love movies.
I do,
so
too.
I go to movie theater.
Movie
theater?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Hike or bike?
I like hiking.
I do, too. I like going Starved Rock, hiking through that. That's fun. Wear jeans or chinos? And I don't know what chinos are. So I might sound stupid for that, but I don't. So I'm just going to pick jeans.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Have a margarita or a pina colada? Margarita, man. Shit's good.
I don't care for either, but I'll say margarita.
Drink a glass of Guinness or a Fat Tire?
I don't like either, but I would say Guinness.
I would say Guinness as well. Crash with friends or stay in a hotel?
I think I'd crash with friends.
Yeah.
One is cheaper.
True.
Drink with friends already.
True. Visit Europe or Mexico? Europe.
Definitely
Europe. Easy. Hands down. Vacation in Hawaii or Alaska? I think we differed on this. I say Alaska, mostly because I really like the cold. I'm really good with the cold. But I love that environment out there, the really woodsy environment. There are mountains. You get to see the northern lights, all the different wood animals. I really like Alaska.
Fun fact with Alaska, there are a ton of druggies. Literally, most of the state is druggies.
Oh, all right. That's cool, dude. Why just bash this for me?
I'm just saying.
Maybe I'll find some cool people there then.
You could. I mean, there's some nice places.
Yeah.
Like, what was it? Anaheim? Anchorage?
Anchorage, yeah.
But I'm going with Hawaii.
You know it's the richest state?
Hawaii?
Yeah, it's like $5 for 2 gallons of milk.
Wow. It's probably because nobody's out there. It's the middle of nowhere. They feel sorry for them.
True.
I don't know.
So they just charge them extra.
Now, it'd be pretty cool to go to Hawaii because you got the volcanoes and you got the big mountains and it's tropical. And
the
dancers.
The hula girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think either are pretty cool. Go skiing or snowshoeing? I'd say skiing. I've done both. I personally like skiing a little more.
I mean, both will kind of break me in half, but I feel like snowshoeing would be a little less painful on me.
Travel by plane, train, or automobile? I'm going to say automobile.
I think we were talking about this, like, where are we going? And who are you going with? Because if we're going on a road trip,
that's why
like four or five people, that's definitely
that's
the
why
car.
I said the car, yeah.
But if you're going with like one other person, you're going for like multi-hundreds of miles, definitely flying.
Yeah. I think I picked automobile just because I did look at it as a road trip, and I love road trips. So
pretty much anything but a train.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. No thanks. Enjoy a houseboat or a speedboat. I think we both agree on houseboats.
That'd be
badass.
Yeah.
Go climbing or ziplining?
I would like climbing. I like heights. I like getting up high. I went up to Chimney Rock in North Carolina and I've jumped over the barrier. Man, like a 600-foot drop. And I'm just hanging over the side of it, taking pictures.
That's pretty cool.
Like, yeah, I give no shit. I love heights.
I pick ziplining because I think that'd be really, really cool to do. Go to a comedy club or a dance club?
Definitely
comedy club.
Yeah,
comedy club. I like laughing. Have a night out or an evening in?
I'm more of an evening in kind of guy, just chilling around Netflix and chill.
Yeah. Hit him up. Yeah, I like Netflix and chill, bro. I'll go evening in. Watch TV or read a book. Now, I take this as cable TV or a book Now, if this said Netflix, I'd pick Netflix because I think Netflix is awesome. But because it's TV and I don't know what that means, I'm going to say read a book.
Yeah, I'll go with read a book too.
I don't know.
If it's cable TV, I don't really watch it.
No, I DVR it. Go canoeing or water skiing. Again, done both. Really like canoeing.
Yeah, I would go with canoeing.
Camp in an RV or stay in a tent. That just depends on preference, I suppose. Roughing in a tent's pretty cool when you're younger. But now that I'm older, I'll just do an RV.
Yeah, RV, you could, it has heating, air, and...
No bugs.
Yeah.
Use Facebook or Twitter. I'm on Twitter all the time. As always, follow us on Second City Sports Chat at Second City SC because I'm on there all the time.
Free plug-in right there. I'm going to go with both, actually, because Facebook for checking in with friends and family and Twitter for checking up on news on sports and games.
Yes. On Second City Sports Chat.
Yeah,
at Second City SC.
Where else am I going to get my news?
See, exactly. Choose a free trip or money. I took a free trip because I think you get way more experience out of a free trip.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I would love to go to, like, Europe would be an amazing place to go. So I would love to have a trip to go out there. Yeah. And with the money, you'd just be too tempted just to blow it while you're here.
Exactly. Win the lottery or find your perfect job. Lottery, because I could create my perfect job. I could make a radio show.
That's exactly what we're talking about. I'm like, I'd rather just win the lottery and open your own business for what you want your job to be.
Exactly. Swim in a pool or the ocean?
Definitely swim in a pool.
Less dangerous to go in the pool.
You won't get bit by a shark.
I'd really like to go in the ocean once.
You never been in the ocean?
No.
Damn, man. You got to go to Myrtle Beach with me one time.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been in the ocean.
Shout
Maybe
out to Myrtle Beach. It's fucking beautiful.
Shout out. Travel by a sailboat or a cruise ship?
I don't like boats. So
neither.
If I had to choose, I'd take the cruise ship because it's bigger. As long as we're not going to hit
about
a fucking iceberg. Yeah. They're going
to
hit an iceberg. We should be okay.
I would say, I guess sailboat because I think that would be really cool. Watch sports or play sports? This is tough because I really love watching sports. That's why we're here every week and we're talking about these things. But I also really, really do enjoy playing sports. I think a lot of that has to do with the competitiveness in me, and I can literally do anything and I become competitive. We played football this past weekend, and I became an asshole because I'm really, really competitive.
Yeah, my legs just now stopped hurting from that,
see,
by the way.
We're all sore. Yeah, my hips were so bad. I'm going to say play sports.
Yeah, see, I like watching sports, but I also love, like, basketball.
Yeah.
If it's anything basketball, I'm playing all day.
I like it. I get you. Play dodgeball or kickball? Kickball.
Kickball.
That is all recess was.
Yeah.
That was outstanding. We'll do a couple of these questions before we wrap it up. If you could do anything you wanted right now, what would it be?
I'm not saying.
If I could do anything right now, what would it be? Probably. Wow, that's tough. Probably. That's really hard.
Just say what you really want to say.
No, that's not what I want to say, actually. I really was trying to think of something. I'd probably go on a road trip. I could use one of those.
I would like to go to my cabin in the woods I got out in a mysterious place out of Virginia out there.
Right,
oh, yeah, road trip again. I would like to go out to the middle of nowhere. I love those places.
Where do you most want to travel but have never been? Anywhere Europe.
Yeah, mainly Sicily for me, because that's where I'm from. Well, I'm not personally from there, but grandparents.
My mom and her family are from Naples, so I would go to Naples.
Yeah, and I would like to go to the nasty place, Sicily. Yeah. I've actually got a street named after
Catrano.
My name. Yeah, we got a whole business there. We own. It's supposedly a pie factory, but we all know what's going on there. It's a lot of murders.
Oh, God.
Let's be honest, we're all gangsters.
It's true. It's funny because my last name is Ebner, and in Germany, it's kind of like that name, Ebner. It's like Applebee's. Like, there's just chain restaurants called Ebner.
Oh, nice.
All around. So that'd be kind of cool, too. Let's see. What is your biggest success up until now?
Biggest success up until now? I got to say, probably be more financially stable, being able to actually go out to eat and not have to worry about, oh, shit, am I going to be able to do this or that?
Yeah.
So now I'm able to, like, afford bills and, you know, do stuff to my car. So.
Okay. I would say my biggest success, and I'm not trying to get all sensitive here, but I think it would be the podcast and how we have taken it from just a little thing that we spit out every few weeks and we just did it to do it. And now it is becoming something that we do weekly, and we enjoy doing it and seeing how everybody has evolved from just knowing here or there information when it comes to sports or whatever, and then learning it and actually putting in the time and the effort to, you know, hey, guys, we're going to go over this week, and you guys actually do your homework and you look at it, and we have really really intelligent discussions now, and I think that's my biggest success right now. University or life experiences, which do you feel best prepares you for life?
Well, we were kind of going back and forth on this one before we started. It depends on what you're doing with your life, you know. It's you like the education can get you to what you need, but you know, if you're not street smart,
yeah,
you know, both of them can kind of backfire on you.
Right, that's how I kind of look at it. I mean, university will help you when you're going for your career.
You honestly need both, though. Even in your career, you need to have some street smart.
Right.
You need to have that common sense
right.
goal. So I feel like you need kind of both to
a
go
good
at the same time.
Yeah. What is the one thing that should be taught in school that isn't already? I think we agreed on this. It's like taxes and doing your bills.
This is where the real life experience comes in. From the previous question,
The
university needs to change.
High schools, I think, is where this should be taught. My God.
Yeah, like
when you're
like, how do I pay taxes? No, the what was that picture? Miss teacher, how do I do taxes? Oh, don't worry about that. The Millennium or the whatever. What the fuck is the powerhouse of the cell?
Oh, the mitochondria?
Yeah, that is the powerhouse of the cell.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Like, that's
yeah, I know.
School is.
I couldn't tell you. I love how people are like, I couldn't tell you how to do taxes or file out my bills or anything like that, but I can definitely tell you what the Pythagorean theorem is.
Exactly.
A
like,
square
what the
plus B squared equals C squared. Yeah, that was pretty good. Let's see. Let's do. If you could go back in time, what year would you travel to? I would say the 80s because I love that music.
Definitely. I think we were both, like, 70s or 80s. It seemed like a great time, fun time to go through.
And the last question, how would your friends describe you?
I think we kind of agreed on this with pretty much all of us in the group, but probably assholes.
I think we're all assholes, and that's what makes us fit.
Yeah, I think assholes stick together.
Yeah.
You kind of have to in this day and age.
Yeah, I agree. Well, guys, thank you for listening to the Big J and BB Power. I want to do this again. This is fun.
And the last question, how do we get who's Big J and who's BB and how those names come to be?
Joey,
I think that would be a fun last
Joey
question.
Is Big J because Joey, Big J. BB.
Big for multiple reasons.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
BB for back bitch. That's me because.
You have a good backstory.
Joey. Joey, his dad had a motorcycle, and it was pretty funny because I believe how it started was you were always told me.
Homecoming.
Yeah,
I was taking a picture on the motorcycle.
Yeah, and you always told me that I could just ride back, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll be your back, bitch, and that's when you started calling me BB, and then I just said Big J.
That's been going on for a long time.
It has, a really, really long time. Guys, thank you for listening to our podcast. As always, happy International Podcast Day. Like I said, support your podcast, all of them out there, professional ones, amateur ones, all of them. Everybody, including us, we appreciate it. Follow us on Twitter at SecondCitySC, Facebook.com/SecondCitySportsChat. You can find us here, listen every week. It's blogtalkradio.com/SecondCitySportsChat. We just did a week 3 review. You can check that out on there. And as always, if you have Apple device, use iTunes to subscribe. And if you have Android, use Stitcher. And it's SecondCitySportsChat.com. It's where you find everything for us. We don't have a quote of the week because Dan is not here. So we will just let you, Joey, take it away with your line.
If you don't chew Big Red, then fuck you.
That was not it.
Oh. You stay breezy, Chicago.